Passage 40, Food and Talk. Last week at a dinner party, the hostess asked me to sit next to Mrs. Rumbold. Mrs. Rumbold was a large, unsmiling lady in a tight black dress. She did not even look up when I took my seat beside her. Her eyes were fixed on her plate, and in a short time, she was busy eating. I tried to make conversation. "A new play is coming to the Globe soon," I said. "Will you be seeing it?" "No," she answered. "Will you be spending your holidays abroad this year?" I asked. "No," she answered. "Will you be staying in England?" I asked. "No," she answered. In despair, I asked her whether she was enjoying her dinner. "Young man," she answered, "if you ate more and talked less, we would both enjoy our dinner."